few years ago, my wife and I decided to go to Costa Rica, planned a trip, and for a lot of reasons, but the main reason for me was I really wanted to see the glorious sea turtles. And so we had to figure out where to go. And it was on this one island, it was pretty remote, Tortuguero, and the only way to get there was by a very expensive plane or a bunch of small local boats. So we opted for the small local boat option, and that was our plan. We had been in Costa Rica a few days, and we learned about something called Tico time, which basically means like sort of, hey, you know, it'll happen when it happens. Like, it's cool, you know, we'll get to that. And so we thought, we can beat Tico time. We're going to figure this out. We knew, okay, let's take an early bus. We'll get to the next transport town. We'll get there early. We get there, plenty of time, eat lunch, having a great time, just in time to watch our bus drive away. The next one is going away, literally leaving us in the dust, and we run up, and we happen to find some shady-looking taxi figure, jump in this taxi, and say, tail him. And we follow the bus all the way to the dock area. And now we're still a maze of rivers between where we are now and where we need to get to Tortuguero. But we're excited because we're at the dock and we see one last local little tiny riverboat. And it's really low down in the water. And I realize why. Because there's like a local grocery employee just loading it up with groceries. Because I guess this is their only way to get groceries there. And so it's just loaded up. And I'm like, you know what, we'll be fine. It's all good. We get on the only boat we can get on. We go on. We're off. Maybe 3 minutes in, we just go right into a sandbar. And we're stuck. And I'm like, oh, this is supposed to be like a 20-minute trip to get to this place. And we're already stuck. And I'm sitting there. And they're making jokes. And in the Spanish that I could understand, they basically said the gringo should get out and push. So I know they were joking, but I took it as a sincere thing, and I jumped right in, and then I realized I have a wallet and passport, and I handed my wet things to my wife, said here, and then I was like, I'm already in, I'm just going to help. So I tried to help them. We shimmied it. We're doing all this movements. Finally, we get it free, and I'm so excited. I'm heroic. I climb back in, like just feeling like a champion, and you know, sure enough, maybe like less than a minute later, bam, another sandbar. And then it hits me that this is a thing that happens here. They all knew it. They didn't get out because they're like, this is just another day. And this then happens 7, 8, 9 more times. Just keeps happening. The 20-minute trip was probably about 2 hours. So I'm just taking in all the scenery. It was actually very beautiful. I mean, I'm watching like howler monkeys swing around. And then I realized, oh, they're caimans in the water, and snakes, and iguanas, and lizards, and all sorts of wild birds, and fish. I mean, it was just insane, all sorts of crazy things. So I said, I'm not getting back in the water right now. And so we kept on going ahead, and we finally get right to where our hotel is, because it's like every other hotel there. It's basically right on the water, and they dropped us off. We run in, we're so excited, and we really want to go see the turtles. We have some time at this point. So we go in, and I hand him a card, and he says, you know, it's cash only. I said, okay, where's the ATM? There's no ATMs on the island. No banks, no credit cards. And I'm just like, what do I do? This is cash only. I didn't realize. And I'm panicking. And he knew a shortcut. So he knew like a little hack. He said, well, go to the grocery store. So I go in there, and, you know, I'll just get cash back. Turns out the grocery store was tapped out. Everyone in the town had cashed out their checks and tried to get cash back in their own way that day, so they had no money. And basically, we spent the whole night running all over this little island, Tortuguero, at every store we could go to see if anybody would let us buy something and give us cash back. And finally, we found a restaurant that was actually a pretty good restaurant, and they said, you know, we'll give you cash back at the end. And so we sat there, ate dinner, relaxed a little bit, and then realized, oh, we got to get going. It's getting late. This, like, very, very late tour starts at midnight. We got to get there, and that's also cash only. So we get there, pay them, and we're walking into this trail, and right out of the gates, I'm kind of disappointed. The only exciting thing was that there was moonlight, but it just seemed like just shrubs and a lot of insects, and I was just getting worried that it wasn't going to be what I had hoped it would be, and that it was just sort of some kind of scam. And then finally we get to this point and we turn out into this clearing, and I can see open beach, and the perfect moment I see an 800-pound leatherback sea turtle come out of the ocean, and just majestic, like this ancient beast, and slow but just so graceful and beautiful, coming out. I mean, we sat there for hours, just mesmerized. This thing comes up on the water. It's like finding the perfect place to lay eggs, and it digs holes, and it starts to get into this trance. And when it gets into the trance, you can actually get a little closer. And it's just so focused that it doesn't really care about anybody else. And you can kind of see right what's happening. And then after it lays the eggs, it very carefully buries the nest. And it backs off towards the water. But then, the part I never knew is on the way to the water, it's hiding the nest. It starts making decoy nests for predators. All these little decoy nests. And then very slowly, again, this is 800 pounds. It's not meant to be on land. But it's making its way until it went back to the water. And at that moment, in this beautiful moonlit moment, I realized, you know, this creature had just spent all this energy going across the entire ocean for something so magical. It kind of made everything we did just to get to the island pale in comparison and bring everything full circle, and really appreciated just the beauty of getting to see that creature in nature. It's very nice. Thank you.